She had always despised the tourist business, with its bogus dude ranches and slick tourist-pleasing ways. Rough Acres was a real ranch, and renting it out to strangers seemed like prostitution to her. Besides, one of the things she loved about it was its isolation. At Rough Acres, the modern world, with its collapse of the civil society, seemed very far away, and that's the way she liked it. Luckily for her, Robert dealt with most of the business dealings of the ranch, while she concentrated on its day-to-day operations. Aside from the periodic shopping visits to Fort Collins, still a blessedly small community, she hardly left the ranch, and hardly ever had to deal with people she didn't know by sight. The few ranch hands they hired had been on the ranch for years. She had grown up with them, and regarded them as family. To actually invite some cuckoo into their nest stuck in her craw. But the fact was, she had not come up with any substitute plan, and saw no alternative. And whatever had to be done to save the ranch, she would do. With a last look at the ranch, to stiffen her resolve, she turned Windsong back along the path they had taken to get there, and rode down to tell Robert that she had agreed. Robert felt considerable relief when Sue Ann told him of her decision. He knew that she hated the idea, and was just as aware as she was that much of the nitty-gritty of the work of catering for guests would fall to her. She had followed her mother and grandmother in looking after things that were traditionally women's work, organizing the cooking, washing, and sewing that was required, and she actually loved doing that. But she had also become involved in helping Robert in the everyday management of the livestock and forest so that he could be free to do what was needed off the estate. As a result, he was often away, and dealing with the visitors would inevitably be Sue Ann's job. He had argued hard, and Sue Ann had been dead opposed. "We have no other choice if we want to keep the ranch, Sue Ann."
"We've never had to do it before. Grandfather didn't do it. Father didn't do it. I don't want to be the first one to do it."
"I know. Neither do I, but this is the first time we've been faced with a drought like this one. Both grandfather and father would be appalled if we just let the ranch go just because we didn't have the balls to do what was necessary," Robert said.
"You may have the balls to do it. In my case, I'm not sure I have the guts to do it."
"Come on, Sue Ann. Mother would have felt just the same as the men, however distasteful it was. If it was necessary to keep the ranch, she would do it. Besides, it's only for a couple of months a year. The rest of the time, Rough Acres will be the same as ever, and we can enjoy laughing about the antics of our guest all winter."
"You might be laughing, but I doubt I will. I'll be too sick to my stomach."
"Sue Ann, you have a week to decide. Let me know."
"Okay, but I think you know what my answer will be." He had been almost, but not quite, sure that she would see that it was the only solution, and was entirely sure that once the unwelcome decision was made, she would do everything she could to make it work. And so, it had proved.
While he went off to Fort Collins to get advice from their lawyers about the legal end of things, look into advertising and purchase some of the basic things they knew they would need, like rugs and duvets, Sue Ann set about renovating the guest house and one block of the workers' quarters, which had been unused for several years. It wasn't very difficult. Both the guest house and the workers' quarters had been generously conceived and built to last. Her grandfather had had big ideas from the beginning, for which she had had many opportunities to be grateful. He had come to Colorado at the end of the Civil War, when much of the area was empty, and benefiting from grants given to veterans, had purchased as much land as possible. The family had been wealthy in Northern Virginia before the war, with investments in industries in the industrial North. They had thrown their lot in with the North, both from sentiment and policy, which meant that socially and economically, there was nothing left for them in Virginia, but they hadn't been rendered destitute. Sue Ann's grandfather had been wounded badly enough to leave him with limited movement in one arm, but the youngest son in a large family, he'd always known that he would have to strike out on his own, and had been planning well before the end of the war, as he lay in the hospital. He'd read about the Rockies, and had been intrigued by engravings of them, and had decided without too much trouble that that was where he would head when it was possible to do so.